of the story. It's taken 22 long years, but Bill Bodie was about to rest in peace. The town of Bodie, California, named for Bill, had taken up a collection, had raised the cash for a proper monument to mark his grave, had hired a San Francisco sculptor. The monument was almost finished, a splendid 10-foot marble shaft topped with an urn. And all that was left was to inscribe Bill's name on the bottom. Sounded simple enough, but this is the rest of the story. Autumn 1859 was a bitter one in the Sierra Nevadas, especially at the 8,300-foot level, which is where two gold prospectors had struck pay dirt and built a cabin to guard their claim. One of the men was called Black Taylor. The other was a former tinsmith from Poughkeepsie, New York, named Bill Bodie. One cold November night, a howling snowstorm caught Bodie and Taylor several miles from their cabin. They trudged as far as they could before Bodie collapsed. Taylor wrapped his friend in a blanket, propped him against a sturdy tree, said, "I can't carry both you and the supplies." Over the roaring wind, he told Bodie that he would take the supplies to the cabin and then come back for him, and that was the last time anybody ever saw Bill Bodie alive. Taylor made it to the cabin that night, but the storm got worse and buried everything, including Bill. It was not until the following spring that Taylor discovered the remains of his friend, nothing more than a skull and a few bones, but he buried what he found. He said a few solemn words over the lonely grave, and that would have been that. But the gold the men had discovered nearby lured other prospectors who also found gold, and they got rich, and they built a town called Bodie. A semi-literate sign painter spelled Bill's name wrong, but nobody ever doubted the identity of the town's founder. 1879, 20 years after Bill's lonesome demise, the population of Bodie had passed 10,000. And it was about then that the townsfolk figured it was time to go back up the mountain and dig up their founding father and bring him down to the town cemetery for a proper interment. It took some looking and some luck, but they found Bill Bodie, and they brought him back, and they hired a sculptor, and by mid-September of 1881, Bill's name was ready to be carved into the marble, but then something unexpected happened. President Garfield shot, died, and our nation was plunged into mourning, and the mining town of Bodie, California, decided that the fallen leader must be honored somehow. Must be remembered in stone, perhaps. And somebody suggested Bill Bodie's monument. His name had not yet been inscribed on it. Why not emblazon that monument with the name James A. Garfield? And so they did. And it was placed in the town cemetery in a spot all its own. But the temporary marker on Bill Bodie's final resting place, removed to make way for the permanent one, removed to make way for the Garfield Monument, was never replaced and has not been replaced to this day. Bodie is a ghost town now, among the most famous anywhere, and still nobody can recall exactly where is buried the posthumously peripatetic founder. His grave, twice lost, was never rediscovered, and the monument over Bodie's grave is as it was on the night that he would die, nothing but the magnificent, sprawling, beckoning California sky. And now you know the rest of the story.